Welcome back to Locker Room Dads, hosted by myself, Pat O'Donnell, punter for the Green Bay Packers, alongside Josh Brinzo, brewery owner. But this week, we have a special, special week ahead of us here. We do not have a guest, but we will talk to the man, Josh Brinzo, about not only dealing with his wife, who is pregnant, about to pop here. There's a huge hurricane going on down there, Hurricane Nicole, and I cannot wait to dive into Josh's pep talk of... All right, we need to restart this.
No, you were good. We'll keep rolling with it. Unless you want to redo it.
Do you want me to just keep going or like have you talk?
Yeah, you can, and then we'll... yeah, you can like lead into it's baby week and then hand it off to me and I'll go from there.
Okay,
perfect. We'll just bounce around.
Welcome back to Locker Room Dads, hosted by myself, Pat O'Donnell, punter for the Green Bay Packers, along with Josh Brinzo, brewery owner. This week is a special week. It is baby week. Josh Brinzo is expecting his second child. Josh, start us off, man. How are you feeling? Do you have any type of pep talk for us?
You know what? I have a pep talk for both of us. You know, we're going through things on the field, off the field, whatever. I got one. This dude, Garrett Cole, Yankees pitcher, he's going to get us hyped up.
Legend.
I got it ready.
What more do you have to say?
That's a great pep talk right there. Garrett Cole gets you ready to run through a wall. I'm ready to run through a wall. I'm in the hot seat. I'm a dad-to-be. It's baby week. For everyone who doesn't know, Florida's got a hurricane coming right at me. And wouldn't you know it, it's the day we're going to the hospital. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, let's talk about stress there for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, Hurricane Nicole, what? Category one, right?
One.
Okay, hitting the east coast of Florida.
Yep. It was supposed to be in Melbourne, which is about an hour and a half north.
Okay.
And then today it says Port St. Lucie, 30 minutes north. I'm expecting tomorrow it's going to say West Palm, Jupiter area, and dead at us. But we're in the cone. I'm not really worried. I mean, it's a Cat 1, so it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, you are. You're definitely in the cone. It's baby week.
Yeah,
it's coming at you hard.
Yeah, we got things from all sides here. I'm definitely like at a point where I don't really care. Whatever, the hurricane's irrelevant at this point. I'll be in a hospital. It's going to have power. Whatever. I
hurricane windows.
Yeah, hurricane windows. Yeah, exactly. We're good.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm really not worried. I have not planned for anything, though. I mean, the baby's room is ready. We're ready at home. I don't have a bag to go to the hospital. We're being induced, so it's not like a, oh, crap, grab everything. But still, not ready for that. Aaliyah hasn't really packed everything of hers either. Just like...
But thank God the baby room's ready. Yeah.
It is ready. We're ready. It, we have.
It's just like a peace of mind thing.
The snoo is ready. So thank you, snoo. It's ready. We're ready to rock and roll. It's going to be perfect. That's all I need.
Thank you for our number one sponsor, snoo.
Yep, big fan.
Continue to rock babies for years to come.
They're the best. Yeah, we have it all ready. I mean, I will say stress levels are pretty high. I try to be a pretty chill dude. But, yeah, I guess when you're about to have a second baby, you take a step back and kind of look around. And you're like, yeah, I'm about to have a baby. And I've been doing that all week. But it just doesn't feel real because there's no baby. So, I don't know. It's just kind of whatever until we have the baby. I just need to get out of the way.
I don't think it will hit you until the baby pops out. It didn't for me. I mean, everything leading up, you're like, oh my gosh, am I supposed to feel a certain type of way? Am I supposed to feel like I'm going to be a dad of two? Honestly, you got it, man. Parenting's easy, right? It's so easy.
You're cool, you know.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
This time, it's not COVID, so the actual delivery room will be a much lighter atmosphere than being told I can't go and get food for Aaliyah. So I'm at least happy about that. Her mom is going to come in, so that's cool. We don't have to sneak her in. And, yeah, I mean, I can't complain. It's definitely a better situation overall than the first time. So as long as we have a healthy baby, that's all I care about.
Well said. Actually, I do want to tell you this. I don't know if you knew, Nick Foles actually just had their baby.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah,
they had Nick. Monday inducing also. Nick is also a locker room dad on here. He's had, you know, a little cameo appearance on our show. So it's amazing to have all my friends go through this again, just yeah. like me, which is awesome. Usually that doesn't happen like that, but... You know what, Josh, you being the focal point, let's dive into your dad bag that you have to pack. We talk about the wife, like what yes. do they need? What do dads need? What do dads need prepping for this hurricane or just the baby bag? I mean, are you bringing anything? Are you bringing like a rain jacket? Are you bringing like a...
No rain jacket. Okay, so first thing, before the bag, I got to have car seat. We got to make sure that's knocked out.
Same one or same one.
We're going same one. We
have. Okay. Best awesome. One. Awesome.
The Nuna. Boom. Done. We're good there. The bag. I don't know. I was told bring your favorite snacks. So I got some Gardettos. I've been on a Gardetto kick lately. Don't get on me about it. Love them. I'm bringing a Nintendo Switch. Really random thing to bring. Leah likes to play Mario Party, so we're going to play some Mario Party while she's just chilling, because you got to wait a while when you're induced.
Keeper. She's a keeper.
Pajama pants or some sort of comfy pant. I don't know. I don't really like the couch there, so...
Are you sleeping there?
Yeah, I'm going to stay there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, last time I stayed there and Leah was pretty loopy at like 3 a.m. Honestly, I should have videoed it. It was worth it. So this time, I will. And I'll probably bring a pillow. Highly recommend if you're going in. Dads, you're going to be laying on the most uncomfortable couch of your life. So bring a pillow. I mean, it's worth it. Trust me. We went in with a whole suitcase last time. So I don't know. I've got a backpack. I'll fill it up with a bunch of stuff. But definitely like phone charger. If you got to get some work done, bring your stuff. Yeah. Whatever you got to do to be comfortable.
That is true. Speaking of comfort... Is Aaliyah going to have an epidural?
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no question. But I can't stay in the room for it, and I really want to.
You might be able to.
I hope they let me. I've been told they won't.
They didn't
let me at first time.
Maybe it's a Florida thing.
You've got to stay. Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. DeSantis might say, hey, you're good. I don't know.
You know, people probably suing a lot of docs in there in that delivery room for them to be so admin. Like, you have to get out.
I want to see it. I mean, I hate needles, but kind of curious.
Is there an actual definition, like, or a definitive name for the person that injects an epidural into patients? Epiduralologist? Epidemiologist?
It is a specific person, right? They have, it's like that person does those. That's a thing. Like your nurse isn't doing that.
No.
And the epidural is also expensive if you don't have insurance. Obviously, you know, insurance is like, whatever. Cover it.
Good. Okay. Yeah, epidural. Got it. Check.
All right. Circumcision. Check.
Oh, we're going right into this. Okay.
Right on the table.
You're having a boy. Okay.
I talked to Aaliyah's cousin about it, and I think I was talking to her cousin. Yeah, whatever. I'm not looking forward to that. I don't know.
I've heard. To do it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
You don't have to look at it.
Yeah, I know. Just, you know, I feel like there's a lot more to take care of now.
It'll be a nice little fillet of fish. It'll be already done.
Oh, I mean, Billy was so easy to take care of. Like, she's such an easy kid. I don't know. There's more stuff.
It's more stuff, more spaces to clean.
Then I guess right after that, I'm planning getting a vasectomy. We're throwing it all out there, by the way.
We're just jumping right in.
Yes, then right after this baby's born, get on the horn.
I mean, are you going to go into the room next door? Or are you just going to like maybe go one level up?
Do they do it there?
I'm sure you can probably do it.
That would be pretty wild. I have been told don't do it at the hospital. I have been told to go see a urologist.
Those are probably the stories you hear about how, like, you actually slip one past the goalie.
See, I'm not taking any risks here. I mean,
that doc is not going to have to pay for 21 years of life.
18 yeah, I years know. Old. Like, whoops. Yeah. I mean, like, I was out at a bar the other night and I was like with my dad, and this guy next to me heard I was having a kid.
Good for you. Like, a good dad chat, like right before you have a kid. Yeah.
But he goes, the first thing he said to me was, "Hey, Demita, over here, what you're saying. Do you have a good urologist?"
Please tell me he was a urologist.
Do you use this on other people?
Please tell me he was a urologist.
No,
here's my business card.
Like, no, he goes, "I've got a great guy. I just had it done." And I was like, okay, well, that's normally not my go-to line for when I talk to someone, but hey, more power to you. So,
was he married?
I don't know. Yeah, I think. I mean, he was a waiter there and he was terrible, but
maybe he was recovering.
I'm not looking forward to it. I've heard it's easy, but
you'll get through that. Don't worry.
That's down the road. So I'm not too focused on that. I got baby hurricane baby.
How's wifey doing?
Wifey's ready.
Yeah.
We're at a point where it's like, get this baby out of me, and not in a bad way. Just like, I'm uncomfortable. I mean, Aaliyah's super strong, but I get it. She's over it.
This is 38 weeks.
Yeah, 38 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, 38 okay. and a half. Mm-hmm. I will say we could take guesses on here. I'm going 9 pounds. It's definitely bigger than Billy, and Billy was 7'13". So Aaliyah will kill me when I say 9 pounds, but I'm a firm believer.
Mm.
Oh, and Aaliyah's going to kill me for this. Last time I got it right. Brown eyes, brown hair is what I had last time. I got it. Brown hair, blue eyes this time.
Really?
Okay. If I'm wrong on the brown hair is a dominant trait. If I'm wrong on the hair, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, I'll go. Can I go dirty blonde?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go dirty blonde, brown eyes? Let me do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll say blue because Aaliyah probably wants blue.
She does want blue. So you're making
it. I'll put it out there. I'll put it out there in the universe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So we'll find out. There will be updates along the way.
There will be. I expect a full update. I want you to actually do a live stream while you're in there. Update the people.
I got to be honest. I actually thought about texting you the other day and seeing if you wanted to do a podcast while Leah is on the bed. It would be something Aaliyah would totally do.
We might have to do that.
I think
just a quick one. How are you feeling in the moment, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the gram.
It's for the pod.
Yeah, it's for the pod. It's for the gram. Doing it for the brand. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Like the two baby thing, I think about every day. Of like, I know we were talking about this on the phone, just you and I, but about who does what with what kid. Like, I know that now, you know, you're taking care of Palmer more. And Shelby's got Tate. That's kind of how it is. I don't know if that's just naturally how it goes or if that's just like, I don't know.
I think more so when the little child, the baby, depends more on the nursing mother. I don't know if you guys are going to nurse, do bottle, whatever it is. That attachment is still there. Like, they don't want the dad. I mean, Tate now is actually cool with me for like 20, 30 minutes at a time.
Okay.
And he's getting a lot better, which is awesome. Like 3 months. So you have that to look forward to. Maybe 3 months down the road, you can actually hang out with your son and he'll make cute little baby faces at you. But dude, we just did family photos and you're going to look forward to this.
We're good.
I told Shelby, I don't know if we even got one good photo. And she was, the photographer was great, super professional. She was so confident, and that made me feel like she actually got a shot. You know how like you do everything for like an hour, hour and a half, you drive around, do these little different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, listen, it's either she's going to be the best photographer we've ever had, or I told you so. Kind of one of those.
Total waste of time.
Yeah, like a complete waste of time. Like we're going to have to like Photoshop a smile on Tate's face.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she somehow managed to capture, like, in the seconds that he was very happy, like, his smile, which is awesome.
No, they were good photos for sure. Is this, like, your first, like, real photo shoot with the kids, too?
We had a photographer for Palmer, but but it was just kind of random, you know, like the classic baby photo, like curled up, like they didn't know. So this was like a family photo, which you have that to look forward to, which is nice.
I do like that. We go hard on our Christmas card every year. So
you do. He's the family people that actually go above and beyond, you know, like the really nice paper. Like when you have a wedding invitation, you're just like, man, they spend a fortune on these things.
Okay. So yeah, we do spend a good bit on them.
But everyone every has their thing. Everyone has their thing.
I am not a huge card person. I will be the first to say this. And I have had fun doing this with Aaliyah because she is. And this is like her thing she looks forward to every year. So guys, if you're listening, take note that seriously, this is huge brownie points. Aaliyah loves the cards. We'll do our photos, whatever. I'm good with it. I might complain about the time frame or something. But at the end of the day, I make sure these cards look so freaking good. But every year I have made them thicker and thicker on the purchase options. Last year, I went the thickest you could order, triple thick. This year, we're sending like stone tablets or something. I don't know. Like, they're going to be insane. But I can't go any thicker, so I don't know what I do now. Maybe a booklet.
You actually might be in luck. The baby might be small enough where it just cooperates.
That would be nice.
You know, we did like a 3 months, and Tate kind of has a mind of its own right now.
Yeah, they like, you know,
squirm, fuss, cry, like
looking around, trying to figure it out.
Because I'm thinking
they don't really know where they're at. They're just like they're there for the ride, and as long as you're like keeping them happy in the moment, they're kind of good. They'll probably be sleeping, right? I mean, if they're not sleeping, they're crying.
I mean, you better be hoping he's sleeping.
I'm taking one or the other, and it better be sleeping.
Are you guys gonna do it at the beach?
What we do last year, we did the lighthouse down here. I actually didn't know that where we did it existed, so it was cool. Year before that was the beach. Shocker. Everyone here does the beach. And the year before that was the beach, so.
Dude.
Yeah.
Your life is probably going to change. Yeah, I'm thinking about the beach, and I'm thinking about like all the different things that you would have to bring to the beach. And I'm thinking about the car, the vehicle to take you to the beach. Are we going minivan yet?
Listen, Kia, we got to talk. All Leah wants is a Kia Carnival SX Prestige. There is nothing else I can get her. If I told her we were going to buy a Lamborghini Urus, which she likes, it wouldn't even like the Kia wins. It doesn't matter what car it is. The Kia wins.
Why don't you just get her one?
All she wants is a ceramic gray one, tan interior, but it has to have the captain's chairs, and it has to have the rear seat entertainment option. If it doesn't have that, she doesn't want it. And it has to have every exact option, every exact color. You cannot find them. And then if you do, they want $15,000 on top, which I think is insane for a minivan.
What?
And I just don't want to do that. So we're just kind of like,
I might have to look up in Wisconsin. Wait.
I've looked across the entire country. I will pay $2,000 to ship the vehicle. I do not care. If anyone on here finds me a Kia Carnival SX Prestige in ceramic gray, tan interior, rear seat option, I will give you $1,000 finder's fee. Oh. And I'm not even kidding. And get it at MSRP. I will literally give you $1,000 out of my own pocket.
I can't wait to post this clip. You can have so many.
Please do. I swear to God, if you get me this car, someone's getting $1,000.
Dude, this is going to be the best ever push present.
This might be our biggest podcast moment, right? Like, I just gave Aaliyah 2 push presents.
And you're giving a random person about $1,000. That's another.
Yeah, I'm about to do that, too. I mean, listen, I bought Aaliyah a hot water heater that she's asked for like 2 years. So now we have a tankless life changer. Oh, it's good. And then I bought her a nice ring the other day. You know, had to. Now, finder's fee for a Kia Carnival SX Prestige.
I might be doing some research. I might be looking for
it. You might have to. I don't care where it comes from. I'll pay the shipping.
Dude.
So that's our goal. Because I got to drive that sucker cross country at some point.
I'm trying to think in my head of the amount of vans here. I think they're very scarce. People have a lot of like Suburbans and Tahoes and
oh yeah,
you know, Yukon, GMC line, like
She doesn't want any of those either.
I know.
She doesn't mind them, but she wants a stupid carnival.
Maybe it makes sense, though. I don't think vans are four-wheel drive. They probably have four-wheel drive. You know what I mean, though?
There are some. This one's not. But yeah, up north, I mean, I'd rather just a Suburban or a Tahoe and call it a day.
Yeah. Okay.
But finder fee, anyone.
You heard it here first, Locker Room Dads. $1,000 finder's fee, Kia Carnival.
Yes. This is our soundbite. Yeah, so the minivan will be coming at some point.
Got it. As soon as we can find it.
While we're speaking of push presents, I told Aaliyah I would not talk about this tonight. And I don't have an appropriate name for it. Is there such thing as a pump present?
What?
Trying to say this with a straight face.
Are you talking about, like, you know, pump? Like, you pumped in her?
Well, I was trying to make it as... Yeah. Yeah. Is that a thing?
I don't think so, because I think the pumping is a gift itself.
Ah, that was what Aaliyah said. That's what Aaliyah said.
That is, yeah, I mean, it's very clever. It's very clever of you to actually try to start that argument. And
I just wanted to know if it was a thing. I have hooked Aaliyah up with some good push presents for both the kids. So,
what would you want, though? What would you want if you had a pump present?
God, right now it'd just be golf associated, but I don't really know.
Money's not an option. What do you want?
Oh, money's not an option. Oh, we're going a car. Like,
jeez. Oh, Kia Carnival.
You said money's not an option.
Kia Carnival round two.
Yeah, the Kia Carnival. Let's go. I need one too, I guess.
All black, yeah. Tan interior.
Seriously, though, this thing has black wheels on a minivan. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I can't wait to see
that. That's enough minivan talk, but seriously, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know.
Hey, question. Just random. Vibing.
Yeah.
We're going to get off the Kia topic. It's a great topic. However, you pay tuition, right, for school for Billy?
Yes.
Hurricane comes. Are you paying that week, or is it just?
The way her school works, it's monthly.
Okay.
And you don't have to be there at a set time. We actually have like a pretty flexible window. It's kind of nuts what the school lets you do, 7 to like 6 p.m. I think that's crazy, but it works because obviously they know no parents leaving their kid there from 7 to 6. I mean, that would be crazy. But we didn't have her in school last week because there was a case of RSV in the class, and with the baby coming, we didn't want to risk it. Hurricane's here. They said we have school tomorrow, and I was a little skeptical because Palm Beach County is closed, but whatever. And I don't know about Thursday.
But what happens, though? You just eat the cost, or they don't?
Yeah, pretty much. Private school. They're not going to prorate it.
They better not.
No. They're a great school, though. I'm not knocking the school. Great school. But I'm just saying, I don't think they're prorating that.
Should we mention the name of the school?
I mean, it's a good school. It's exclusive. Lots of famous people went there. I'm just kidding. They didn't. It's a Jewish school over here. Great place. Love it. Great staff. Awesome people. Yeah, I don't know.
I always wondered that. That was just a question.
I don't know what they do. I really don't know what they do because I know we pay monthly, but I've never seen like a refund. And we've had days where they've canceled.
You know what? I think they should implement, if you cancel, say, 12 hours before,
yeah,
there will be less sickness. I'm throwing it out there. There will be less sickness because people are like, well, I already paid this week. Kid has a runny nose. Probably should keep her home. But I already paid.
Yeah.
I mean, that definitely goes through people's minds. And if you think it doesn't happen or people are just denying it, you're lying to yourself.
Listen, we talked in the podcast before about all sicknesses that went through. When I heard RSV, I actually normally am like, yeah, whatever, it's school, she's fine. Heard RSV, I know it affects infants. So I was like, meh, Billy's staying home. I even said she's probably staying home tomorrow, even if we do have school.
Smart. That is a dad move. That's a power dad move.
I put my white New Balance shoes on one at a time, just like you.
Monarch Airs. You know what those are.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get those for Christmas.
Yeah, you're going to need them.
We have we have a guy on our team who's going to be a dad, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He wears the Nike Air Monarchs, and I told him he can't wear those until the baby comes out.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
He's about a month away.
We're going to have to get him on here.
Oh, he's in for it, I think. He's definitely a creature of habit, and I think he's a little concerned about the sleeping schedule.
Yeah, your sleep schedule definitely changes. I mean, for anyone listening that's like about to have a kid and you haven't talked about your sleep schedule, it's definitely good to like find a good rotational plan with your partner. The wife's probably going to be up more with the newborn, especially if you're breastfeeding, but yeah, sleep schedule changes big time.
If the baby is in the room, it's not going to end well for the dad, unless you're one of those people that just sleep probably like Josh, completely unconscious when he sleeps, as told by your wife, right?
Yeah, she said, I'm usually up pretty good. I wouldn't say I'm unconscious. She makes it sound like I'm just dead. I'll see what's going on, and I'm good.
If there was an intruder, you would be sleeping.
No, if there was an intruder, they're not leaving the house. I'll tell you that. I would know. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like that's the biggest change, I think, for a new dad is finding out that sleep schedule. It's definitely hard. Or if you're working multiple jobs, too, to balance that with a kid. You know, like the podcast doesn't take up a ton of time. Like, we could say it could be insane. But, I mean, I do the brewery stuff. I do my accounting job. That's a lot of time right there. And then when you added a baby into the mix, it certainly made things a little more difficult. Just a bit.
Dude, it does. You're going to have the best kid. Don't worry. I'm really pulling for you guys. I think it's going to go smooth. I really do.
I appreciate that. I'm excited. We'll get some more new dads on here, though. I have a little short list of people I'd like to get on.
Mm. Do you want to tease anything? Anything you've been working on?
There's one player I have near the top of my list. I actually would really like Cam Hayward from Pittsburgh Steelers. I've seen him post some cool stuff about the kids.
Nice.
He seems like an awesome dad. So I was like, you know what? That guy's got a good family of kids. Definitely be a cool one. And then Justin Verlander, talked about him before on here, but he had an awesome moment with his daughter after winning the World Series. So that was pretty cool, going right for her. So anyone we've talked to when they've won a championship said that they don't really care when their kids around, that's the most important thing. So that's like the coolest thing ever.
We need to work on that, Josh.
Yeah. After I'm going to work on that. I also would like to get another golfer. So any golfers listening, we got to get you on.
Yes, sir.
Pat, do you have any last words? The roles are reversed today. So I'm kind of curious what you got.
As far as what? Tidbits, any kind of insightful message.
Advice, questions, you name it. A good little motivational speech.
I do have a question. Motivational speech. Question for you. How does it work at the brewery for maternity leave? Are you taking some time off? How does it work for Aaliyah? Is she taking some time off?
Aaliyah is getting, I think, like 3 months off from her job. For those who don't know, Leah's personal assistant. I also work with her as a personal accountant. I will get quote time off, which means I kind of get to work from here. My work is like four doors away. I'll be doing my accounting job full time. Brewery, I'll probably take a little step back. I'll help out with what I can, but I won't be going up there as much. Probably not working any big events either for a little bit.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sweet.
I worked my last big event. I totally don't have the baby today because it was my favorite beer fest of the year and I really wanted to work it, and good networking event for us. And then whatever from there, have the baby. I don't care if I miss any others.
You know what, Josh?
Yeah.
Things are going to be freaking great for you. I am putting positive vibes out there. It's going to be a great week. I mean, Packers are going to win.
That's right.
I don't know about the Browns. I don't know.
We have another update, though.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I mean, it's a huge update here at Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yeah, we do. Also for Stormhouse Brewing. Yeah. I'll say it. Yeah. So hang time is officially in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We are going to hopefully be at 1919 restaurant in Lambeau Field offering cans on game day.
Yes.
Thanks to Stormhouse Brewer.
I'm so stoked.
Josh, we partnered Brinzo. With
Lake Louie Brewing. I'm so excited about this. Thank you, Lake Louie.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're jacked, man. We have a huge event coming up November 19th, which happens to be the same day as deer hunting season. Rifle.
Ayo!
Actually, bow, rifle. I think, is before, a week before.
Well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they probably hunt here. But listen, if we need to, we're going to go out there to the tree stands, and we'll deliver growlers.
Yes.
Hang time to all the people of need.
I like it. It's a big update.
It's a huge week. Josh is having a kid. Hang time is coming out. We need to get back on track, win some games. I am super positive. I am looking up right now. So if that
moon, shooting for the moon.
We started this podcast with a motivational speech. Josh, give us a motivational speech on the way out. Do you have anything? Do you want to play that clip again?
I think that might be our one. Let's go back to Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole, what do you have to say?
Garrett Cole, couldn't have said it any better ourselves.
Thanks, Garrett Cole.
Guys, I'm going to close this out here. We appreciate you listening to Locker Room Dads. We love disclosing information about our personal lives, and we can't wait to have a new guest next time we talk to you guys on Locker Room Dad. So you never know who we're going to have. Could be Justin Verlander. Could be Cam Hayward. You never know. But appreciate you listening, guys. Until next time, we'll talk to you later. Super Bowl MVP recommended this amazing new nutrition line to me. As a professional athlete, I had to listen to hear what he had to say. So let me tell you, Mantra Labs is an absolute game changer. For all you dads out there looking to have more energy, better hydration, and better sleep, look no further. Mantra Labs is the stop for you. So we've actually partnered with them, and they provide 25% off everything on their site. So go visit them at gomantralabs.com. Enter Locker Room Dads with no space for 25% checkout.